Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and we are here with Egypt Sherrod and Mike Jackson from the very popular show HGTV's Married to Real Estate, Season 3. Season 3. Can you believe it, Egypt?
I can believe it, you know, because when you're having fun, it doesn't seem like work, right?
You guys are so great together. First of all, I've never talked to anybody named Egypt, so this is quite a treat for me, number one. But you guys are in Atlanta, Georgia, and where were you when I was in Atlanta doing a morning show on Z93, and I went belly up on a piece of property that I bought? Where were you guys then?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it depends on what year it was, but we were probably in New York, which is where we started on the radio.
So. Oh, okay. All right. No, listen, Mike, you, I don't know if you've run across this before. We were in Marietta, Georgia, and we had an old Georgia farmstead. Okay. And it was a beautiful piece of property. I think it was three and a half, four acres, had a tennis court. I mean, it was for us, it was perfect. It was surrounded by a modern subdivision. So they had built this subdivision around this historical piece of property. So you can imagine how easy that was to sell.
Yeah. I can just imagine. You know, what's interesting about Georgia, when we first moved to Georgia and the real estate agent at the time was taking us to all these towns, I would see that exact thing. And one of the things she said to us was that some folks just love being in certain areas. They don't care what the surrounding looks like. Yeah. You know, you can go to one block and everything is dilapidated. Then the next block is a bunch of million-dollar properties. They just want to be in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, Marietta is where our office is located. But I'm curious, back then, whatever year that was, what 5 acres was going for? You said 5 acres?
Yeah, like 1989 was when we that's when we tried to sell it. That's when we tried to sell it. We tried to sell it in 89. We tried to sell it in 90. We tried to sell it in 91. We tried to sell it in 90. We held on to that property until we almost gave it away. And, I mean, it was pretty affordable at the time when we bought it. But, I mean, I have no idea. What is an acre going for in Marietta, Georgia right now?
An acre in Marietta, Georgia, just the land?
Yeah.
It's going for about $250,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Just the land. And because people are looking for properties like what you just described,
right.
I mean, that 5 acres in Marietta, depending upon what's on it right now, is definitely over, you know, maybe $250,000 at least, depending upon what the house is on top of it. It could be, you know, upwards of over $2 million. So maybe that was God trying to tell you something. to hold on to that property back then.
Listen, you know, the people that Mike's talking about, you know, that find a place and they want to stay there, these people are not in radio. These people are, they don't understand how radio people move around, and I probably should have too. But we're talking to Egypt Sherrod and Mike Jackson here in the National Defense, HGTV's Married to Real Estate Season 3. And Mike, I was watching the debut episode that you guys have for this season, and I'm sure you run into these people all the time, and you guys handle it so well. This woman had to have terracotta. I got to have terracotta. I mean, what do you, when you run into people that have, you know, I mean, maybe that's a good idea. Maybe it's not. If it's not, how do you talk them out of that?
Listen, exactly. I go, hey, listen, I hear you out. I hear exactly what you want to do. But you and my wife should have a discussion just in case, because I don't want to get in between the two of you. But it's all about him, what the client wants at the end of the day, right? And if we can show them something better or explain to them why it might not work, that's the goal.
I mean, this is the Pinterest HGTV generation, so everybody is like a junior designer
in their head.
And that's fine. We want to honor that. We want to respect that, but I can't let you make costly mistakes. But yeah, Mike usually points at me for the hard conversation, just so you know.
That's probably a good idea, especially with you're dealing with a homeowner like that. Have you ever had a situation where it looked like everything was all set up, ready to go, and it blew up in everybody's face?
Thankfully, no. Thankfully, we have not had this situation. We're kind of ready for everything, but we have had homes that tried to take us out. We have had homes that tried to blow us up. Yeah.
Mike, where did you get your training as a construction guy and as a builder?
Well, I have been doing construction and building since I was a little kid. I was working with my uncle and my grandfather, who had their own construction company at the time. And, you know, in my teenage years and as an adult, I was with the sheet metal workers trade, Local 28 in New York City. I was there for at least 8 to 10 years. And then when we got to Georgia, opened up my own company, Jackson Draper Renovations, and now is what you see on TV.
Okay, then, hey, talk to our guys for a second here, and our girls, because our audience is active duty military veterans and their families. When they transition out, listen, there's so much push right now. They transition out. Learn those skills. Become a builder. Become a carpenter. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, how we have such a shortage in this country right now of people who do what you do, Mike. What would you say to them?
I would say to them, do not be afraid of a trade. It is not a bad thing. It's actually a lot of money in these trades. Mm-hmm. You know, people like to downsize when you see these guys sitting on the end of a block, you know, eating their lunch on the ground. That's because they enjoy that. They actually have a bunch of money in their pocket, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The electrician field, the plumbing field, the carpentry field, the roofing field. There is a lot of money to be made there. So to be honest with you, I would hope that everyone would get into a trade, to be honest with you. I can't tell you how many females I come across and say, man, I wish my son or I wish my husband knew how to change a doorknob.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other part of that, right? You got a lifetime skill. You know how to work on your own house.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we know welders that make upwards of $200,000 a year.
Absolutely.
Plumbers who are bringing home $250,000 a year. I mean, I know it's a dirty job sometimes, and, you know, maybe they're not coming to work in their suits and white collars, but guess what? These guys are, they're almost irreplaceable, because you just can't find folks worth their weight in trades anymore. So when you find a good one, they stay working.
Yeah.
They really do. You know, I heard, I'm not going to say names, but, you know, but I heard a very popular wealth advisor on television say, you know, the name of the game used to be go to college, get your degree and find you a really good job at a good company. And now the name of the game is graduate, learn a trade.
Yeah.
You know, buy a house and go back in and go to college virtually.
Instead of spending your life paying off a student loan.
Paying off debt. Yeah. Well, now, see, I want my kids to go to school, too. So let me say that quietly. I want them to. But at the end of the day, it's just diversify. And I think, you know, having more than one career is going to serve anybody well. And even redefining yourself, you know, at a certain point. Mike and I both used to be radio personalities.
Yeah. Talk about that a little bit in New York.
Yeah, so I was on the radio in New York, BLS and Power 105 in New York, big stations.
Great stations.
Mike was a radio DJ, and he would be a nightclub DJ, but neither one of us knew that the other was pursuing, you know, another career, because, you know, unfortunately, you lose a job in radio and you got to move across the country to get a new one. So you got to have a plan B in the next chapter. And mine was being a real estate broker and designer, and his was being a contractor. We didn't even date. We didn't even date when we were in our other fields, by the way.
Really? Really?
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's probably a good idea, though. That's probably a good idea. You know, and it's funny you mentioned that about radio, because that's why I feel such an affinity doing this show for the military, because I, you know, radio people, especially morning people, you move as much as actively deployed military do. I mean, you're 2 years there, you're 3 years there, and I don't know if you guys have ever spent any time in San Diego, but I worked there for a few years, and that's one of those places that you go, why did I ever leave?
Oh, wow. No, we haven't been there yet.
Oh,
we haven't. Is that gorgeous?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, we're based in Kansas City, Missouri, the land of the Chiefs, which I love. But, you know, we got 7 inches of snow on the ground. So, yeah, San Diego sounds pretty good.
So right about now, you start missing that. But you know what? We do want to thank everybody for their service. We really do. We have family members who are retired Navy, who are active Marine, active Army. And so we know just how much you guys sacrifice and pour in and keep us safe. And so Mike and I really just want to say thank you for your service.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. You guys are awesome. Egypt Sherrod, Mike Jackson, and season 3 of HGTV's Married to Real Estate. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
We had a lot of fun with you. Thank you so much.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.